listener production.
G'day legends and welcome to another RIP episode of the Auntie Donna podcast. We rejoin the boys for part two of the Time Out Multiversal Timeout. There's a timeline where Broden can only say booby, a timeline where Zach can see all the timelines, and Mark is a British person who wants to fuck a pillow but has never seen one. If you've not listened to Time Out part one, you might want to stop this episode and start at the beginning of part one. Remember, you can get access to bonus episodes and the video version of the podcast over at auntiedonnaclub.com.
The Time Out Realms, where an epic battle takes place.
Master, there is word. We, in the Mortal Kombat Time Out Realm, we who see the infinite realms, have heard something from the...
No, don't time out.
This is not Booby Broden.
Oh, is this music? a different music? This is just a very quick timeout. Yeah.
I just wanted to get some... In this realm,
I'm Zach, but the character from the Mortal Kombat realm that Broden...
Yeah.
Oh my God, I was just going to do some narration
to try and set it up like prequels do, and then we could go into dialogue from there.
I was going to do the setup with the dialogue.
Oh, yeah, I was going to do, because they often have double setups.
I get it.
So I wanted to do some narration.
You do the narration?
Yeah. The sort of narration that if you hadn't seen the first movie...
So I was hoping to do it all through the character saying, there is word, as you know, time out, da-da-da-da-da-da, like I was going to do it all through dialogue. But
like a David Wenham 300 thing.
Yeah.
Can we do both?
I'm happy to do both.
Right,
yeah.
Back in.
In the time out realms, where many time outs exist... All deriving from timeout level one, where three kittens try to make their way across Melbourne to find themselves a home. There is a battle, an epic battle, where members of certain timeout levels join in a tournament known only as Mortal Kombat.
Master!
Who wants to play them? Time out.
Yes!
I was just going to see if someone was going to do it. That's good, let's jump back in.
Yes. Master!
Yes, Clang!
As you know, we are the only of the timeout realms that can see all infinite timeout realms.
Must eat! Hungry!
I have just visited the seer, he who sees the timeout realms, and there is word. Two things have happened. Figures from the Time Out Realms, the Auntie Donna boys, have created...
Time Out.
You okay?
Time Out. Like splitting off. How would this character describe?
Splintered.
So, because, you know, the Time Out Realm is, has been linear up until this point, and then Broden splintered
into a multiverse.
Yeah.
Forked off?
Multiverse is a little done. Can we think of something like a fun way to...
Multi-timeout.
Okay, cool.
I like a double pack. You know how you get the double packs of timeouts?
Timeout, the chocolate bar?
Yeah.
Sure. So what's it called?
A double pack. I think
like
it's
a value pack?
No, in this world,
it's called a double pack.
Not a value pack.
It's what it's called.
Well, it's only splintered once.
Yeah, sometimes you get Cadbury and then it's a bit longer and it's called a value pack.
If it splinters again... Then we'll go into like a fun bag, like a fun size.
It has splintered.
No, I'm not talking about fun size packs.
And
let's make right, that okay, very
all right,
clear.
Yeah, all right. Then that's me and that's on me and I apologize.
You know how you get sometimes a block of chocolate?
I'm with you, Broden. You don't need to explain it to me. I actually just want to say this timeout is different linearly to the timeout that was coming out of Mortal Kombat. So
yeah, it's
the argument
again.
That there's only one splinter is wrong. So...
Oh, well, then it is like a fun
pack. So it's a value pack or a fun pack.
Yeah, well, they're fun size.
Is that what you're talking about? I'm talking about a value pack.
Let's just call it value pack, man.
Doesn't really
what
matter.
What about when you get two deodorants in a plastic, you know, when they're wrapped? You get like
a value pack. It works. It works. Let's just call it value pack.
All right.
Are you good to call it value pack?
I don't give a fuck anymore.
What are you looking
at? Time out. You all right, Mark?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, timeouts do come with two already.
Timeouts come with two bars. I forgot. Oh,
Mark, timeouts come out with four bars.
We're talking about timeout bars.
I was thinking of Kit Kat.
Yeah, you're thinking of Kit Kats. Timeout. You all right, Mark?
Yeah, I'm fine.
There's two timeouts back where I checked in on you, but you were still talking about timeout.
Well, I've got to talk about is timeouts. I was talking, you know
timeout
how like-
is a chocolate bar. Timeout, by the way, for our audience.
You know how some-
I timed out. Respect the timeout.
You got to respect the timeout.
My character is kind of like the seer.
Or the daughter in Everything Everywhere.
Yeah, I see all timeouts at once, and I can transcend timeouts. I don't reset every timeout.
You work at like a Cadbury factory. In this you see splinter, all timeouts at once.
Yeah, in the splinter from the narration of the Mortal Kombat, in that splintered timeout, Mark sees all timeouts. I experience all timeouts at once.
Happy Cat Week, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, that was last week.
Yeah.
Oh, what's this?
Timeout.
James,
the fuck are you doing?
You come into comms? What was that? What was that music?
You said Happy Cat Week, and that was just that.
How does that logically make sense? We're deep in timeout.
Mark can see all the different timeouts.
And Mark is mad about this one.
But this is where the mech cat is.
No, it's not.
No.
This Mark can only see all timeouts from the splintered timeout that derives from the Mortal Kombat narration setup timeout.
Does that make sense?
What the fuck is this?
I don't like. Can we go back to Mortal Kombat and never go down this timeout path again?
Yes, we are destroying this timeout path. This is canon. This timeout splinter has collapsed upon itself.
And it's dead.
So we're back to Mortal
Except
Kombat.
Except for one brave young rogue who'll show up later.
There is word of a group traveling through the timeout realms. They have splintered off, creating a value pack. No longer are the timeout realms linear or circular.
Yes.
Now we have a value pack. I tell you this because right now they are in the Broden Only Says Booby timeout realm, searching for their Zach.
Master!
Yes?
They found it.
What?
They've found it.
Cut two. Hi. So, I don't know if I should come with you. I'm Zach.
Booby.
But I'm Zach from the timeout realm where Broden only says booby.
But you're not my Zach?
No, I'm not your Zach.
Well, we gotta find my Zach.
Booby.
I hate this realm where Broden only
You want
says
me to come
boobies.
With you? Can I?
It's just hard to communicate.
What do you
with
want? Booby. I can translate for you.
Pardon?
I can translate.
Oh, you speak booby?
Of course. I'm from the realm where Broden only says booby. I'm in a comedy group with Broden. What else am
this
I going to do?
This is a very like. Are you like a Han Solo Chewbacca team?
Booby. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Booby. What did you just say then?
He said yes as well.
Oh, great.
I'm not going to translate
every single
booby.
Well, I could tell that one.
Booby.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He nodded. I didn't need to. Yeah.
Booby.
Booby.
Booby, booby.
Booby, 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 booby.
Did he say a joke?
It's fine. It's a personal joke.
What? No, just tell me.
No, you don't need to know.
Explain it.
I don't
care if it has context. Explain the context.
So basically, the Mark from this realm?
Yes.
Right? He's a bit of a loser.
Right.
You seem cool, though.
I am cool.
Yeah, you're cool. Like, you got cooler hair than him and stuff.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the cool hair.
Has he got
stuff.
Dicks for hair?
No.
Oh.
He's just like a loser. He doesn't have cool hair. He doesn't have you've got like a cool bomber jacket on.
Time out. This is a splintered timeout.
Yeah, I know.
Where I try to convince Zach that Mark in that realm has dicks for hair because I just think it'd be funny.
Oh, no, there is a dicks for hair.
Oh, there is?
Time out, realm.
Right, let's kill this splinter.
Hey, time out.
Oh.
Question. Ooh. And if this is to, do you think there are infinite timeout realms or do you think it's just an unfathomably big number? Like 10 to the power of 100 kind of.
I want 58.
58 timeout realms. Yeah. Well, that's fathomable. I can fathom that.
I have a question that sort of relates to what you're saying, but
I'm
wondering.
I'm happy to keep it in this timeout realm.
I'm happy.
Should I time out for it?
No.
So yeah, like, what should do we need a? I really feel the need to time out because I'm slightly changing topic. Or is that not a rule?
There's no rule.
There's no rule for timeouts.
No, as soon as we created the value pack,
yeah,
which is the multiverse of the Timeout Realm series,
with fun size timeouts in them.
Why
do you get mad every time I say fun size? Is that a quirk of this timeout? They are fun size. Fun size is a thing.
Yeah, it is a thing, but I'm talking about value packs.
You understand, Mark?
When you get a Cadbury bar and it's like, geez, that's longer than usual, and it's got an extra like four rows. And you're like, that's a value pack.
So
isn't that just a big Kit Kat?
No, it's not. I'm talking about a Cadbury block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about a Cadbury block.
A value pack.
Oh, time out.
Are you sure it's a value block?
Yes, I know what you mean.
Is that perhaps I imagined more of an infinite bag of little wrapped candies. Mark has just produced a little picture
of
the sort of bag I was imagining.
This is the Broden smackdown level.
Hit some rock and roll music.
This is where I smack all previous Brodens that have ever spoken about value packs and fun size things. I smack them down.
But just wait until the music's ready.
Yeah.
Time out.
Just check that phone on silent. Yeah, just check that on silent.
You can't be reading Slack.
Time out.
Yeah. Mark, you can't be reading Slack, man.
Wasn't reading it. It just went off. I'm sorry. I've put my phone to silent. That'll never happen again.
People don't know this, but, you know, this is a business.
Mm.
We got a production company.
This is a business. Obnoxious cunt.
We are EPs.
And it's also
the
time out.
We are executive producers. Yeah.
We oversee what we do. This is all part of one big conglomerate.
We have a Slack. We work with our employees to ensure that there is quality content going out.
We're like Smosh. We're like the Try Guys.
This is a business for us. We're like Smosh, Try Guys, and Hank Green, and we like to talk about the business of the thing.
And you don't get to where we are by not being across things, but we do put our phones on dial-up.
We'd like to create the illusion that we're having fun all the time. And that's what that's about.
I imagine
though it's a joke, I worry that us being so wanky and also speaking to the truth of the fact that we do run businesses and there is a business element to what we do, I worry that even as a joke, it comes off as douchey.
I think that's fair.
So do you want to just... God,
I felt like that other timeout was also a timeout while we were also being douchebags. Oh, he also says boobies in this
occasionally,
but it's not the only thing he says. It was also sort of like a holding timeout world for the rock music to get ready to go back to the Broden Smackdown timeout.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I believe we're going to get sucked back into.
Don't suck. You have to move. Right. The one rule of timeouts is you have to
not
move back
through
the timeout.
But this is the only timeout where you get sucked
back. That is true.
A lot of timeouts where Mark doesn't respect the rules of improv.
Timeout.
I just full disclosure, I know that I'm not respecting them either. I know that that's kind of the joke.
Now, I heard something that really worried me in the previous timeout.
Which timeout?
That timeout was supposed to be we were portaling to the timeout Smackdown, Broden Smackdown one, and we asked for rock and roll music, and I heard very, very classical music.
Yeah, like cheerful.
Which is one
kitty
time
cat
out
music.
Do you want to just go there, see what happens?
Yep.
Time out. Yes. I've heard word of a portal timeout 3 timeouts back. I think what we need to do is find a way to get into that timeout. To go to a timeout where they have big pillows. And we can put a hole in the pillow.
Yes, yeah. And we can come inside the pillow.
You can just come in. If it's your pillow, you can fuck it.
I'd also like to discuss...
What is this? It's English Zach and Mark who fuck pillows?
Yes, we don't have any pillows in this timeout.
And we also sort of discuss the rules of improv, which I believe is a yes and. So when somebody says,
you're right.
This is the only one that sucks.
But
I would say...
Time out.
I owned it, Mark. I owned it. Didn't you hear me? You were looking up the rules of improv. I said
I wasn't looking up the rules of improv. I was looking up a giant value bag.
Mark,
Yes, and.
No. You were looking up the rules of improv.
Yeah.
No, no, no. You got me. You got me.
I admitted that I was also not doing improv
but
rules.
What, no, but I don't think you understand. Those English characters were talking about how, in fact, Mark did respect the rules of improv. He said, yes, we only move back, and this is the only one where we get sucked back.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So we're going to go to an ad break now. When we come back, we're going to go to the pillow fucking, because I want to get to know those guys.
Yeah, they seem
gonna
cool.
We're going to know the pillow fucking British guys. And then.
And then I think rock music will play, which will.
Signify.
They'll get back to the portal realm.
Well, we got to get back to the portal
realm. So they got to go back to. Get to the portal realm.
Yeah.
They will go to the rock music realm. One of them. I'm happy to.
Well, it's the SmackDown. It's the Broden SmackDown realm where rock music is played.
And then that's a fun size thing. And yeah. Okay.
I'm
that's after the break. What, you're confused?
Yeah.
It's okay. It's pretty simple.
And then I would like to go to a realm where we just ask whether or not. Like, is this the movie? Is this what we're doing? I'm confused about if this is it.
What do you mean?
Like, is this it? Is this what see? Is this what it is?
Like, is this what it is?
Is this what it is?
I would have loved.
Do we take bits out of this and then make what it is?
I would have loved this one.
Yeah.
The timeout to move away from the timeout kind of thing.
Yes.
And move into like an interdimensional kind of more. That's not happened.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that.
Mm.
But
it can still happen.
Well, that would be actually, that would be
I'm
a
not
going to
fight it if it doesn't.
That would be a great form breaker for part three in the trilogy is that we don't go into the time. Maybe we spend time in one timeout realm.
Yeah, sure.
I'm
happy to just see where it goes. We're going to go to an ad break. When we come back, we're going to come out of this ad break timeout. We're going to be in the British guys that fuck pillows. Or do they fuck pillows?
We'll
maybe
see.
They just want to fuck pillows.
We'll see.
I'll let you know more about that after this ad break. Sorry.
Oh.
Time out.
Oh, Jesus.
I think it needs to start here. Welcome back from the ad. Now let's go to the British.
Yeah. We were there for a second, though, and we heard one of them come.
Is that what he did? Is he come?
Yeah. Didn't you not hear it?
I heard him go, oh, I thought he was about to say, oh, how do you
That's how British people come.
No, yeah.
Oh! I wouldn't know. I've never fucked a British person.
Well, or maybe he didn't. Let's find out.
Well, let's go back.
Oh!
Did you just come?
No.
Oh. You were asking me before about pillows. We don't have pillows in this timeout realm, you see. It's not that this is a realm where we're horny for fucking pillows.
Mmm.
This is a realm that has no pillows, but...
Sing it, sister!
500 years ago, a man came to our realm from another timeout realm, a realm with pillows.
Yes!
He told everyone about pillows, and we hear about pillows growing up. They've got a mythical quality in this land. Because of that, there's sort of a bit of a pillow kink.
Yes.
People grow up hearing about pillows, hearing about how soft and lovely they are.
We've been sleeping on warm sacks of blubber.
Soft, feathery pillows. They sound delightful and lovely for my willy.
Yes. Especially if they're filled with duck feathers or down, I believe.
Yes. Or... Have you ever had a pillow before?
Only every night I've slept.
Oh, how delightful.
Can I recommend wrapping your willy in a freezer bag, but lining that bag with Vaseline beforehand?
Oh, he's had a lot of time to imagine fucking a pillow. Shall we go, all of us? Well, maybe not you, because SmackDown, Mark, probably is more interesting in the SmackDown realm.
Well, not more interesting, just sort of has one thing that he wants to say
to Brody.
It's kind of... as is my understanding, I am in contact with other levels of timeout, Mark. So, you know, we all get together and discuss the best way to fuck pillows because we haven't had pillows in this realm before. And
timeout. So what I'm thinking is... You know how sometimes in these sort of fantasy things, they like imply that things from real life are things that exist. Maybe in our dreams, that's when we're communicating with our other timeout versions of ourselves.
Mm.
Sort of like WandaVision or
But do you know what I'm saying? In our dreams. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. How's it like WandaVision?
No, it's not like WandaVision. Back to the British?
Time out.
I'd love to.
Time out.
Is this a different time out to the other?
Yeah. Wait, is this just splintered?
Is this
this is splintered twice. Splinter.
What was the WandaVision thing?
I think that Wanda took over the other Wanda, not in WandaVision, in the, I watched it, but I don't remember it. The, what's the one with
Multiverse
of Strange? Isn't there a dream layer there?
It's the same Wanda. There's only one.
She possesses Wanda.
I know.
Or she just goes to that realm.
I think that just is Wanda.
Doesn't she possess the Wanda from the other multiverse?
I don't know. I can't remember. I can't remember. I hated it.
Anyway, back to it.
Sorry, I got a little distracted thinking about fucking a pillow.
Yes.
I've been fucking a pillow this entire time. That's my secret.
Wait, what do you mean?
What?
I'm out.
Yeah, Mark, there's no pillows in that world.
Did you hear what I said? There's no pillows in that world.
Like WandaVision?
Did you listen to what I said about pillows?
We just got pillows, didn't we?
No, we're going.
I thought we'd just gotten pillows in that realm.
No, the guys from that realm are going to the portal realm in order to get in the portal, in order to go to a timeout realm with pillows so they can realize their dream of fucking
I'm so
pillow.
Sorry. I can fix this. Yeah. I can fix this. Let's go back. Did I say I was fucking a pillow? I meant I was wishing I was fucking a pillow, which I haven't seen
flawless.
Before.
Flawless.
We've seen illustrations.
Yes.
Carvings and drawings made by the explorer himself 500 years ago, but with a pen, because in our realm, pens got made 500 years ago.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
And we sleep on bags of kindling.
And blubber.
No.
Time out.
There's just a layer to the British world that no one understands.
No, I don't think that's true, man.
No?
Okay, listen to me. Hear me out here. Yeah. I'm pretty sure 4 or 5 timeouts ago, when we were in the British place that doesn't have pillows, so because of that, they have a kink for pillows because they've only heard about pillows, right? He said that they slept on bags of blubber, but he said they sleep on bags of kindling.
Yeah.
My concern is,
yeah,
as much as we thought that was the same realm,
oh, no.
My concern is going back and forward, instead of going back and forward we've actually been moving down a path.
Oh my God.
A path that could be now up to 10 deep.
Oh my God.
And that realm there was not the original people who fucked pillows realm. Mark, I know you wanted to get back to the portal realm. I know you wanted to do some sort of slam dunk around the fun size.
Just explaining that.
Do you want to just say
sort of like
here?
A value
really it was
bag?
Just like a
that
word.
Fun size things do come in value bags.
Yeah.
So
there's no doubt.
Hang on. Where are we?
What was the slam?
I mean, I'm just playing this.
Okay.
I'm just playing this. We're not in a different realm.
Yeah, just do it, man. Just do it. Get it
so
done.
So, I believe in another realm.
Tell me what you would have done in the slam down.
I would have been like, oh, we're not talking about fun size. You're talking about value bags. Actually, we were talking about the same thing, I think, or something. Yeah. I would have done it with more confidence in the other realm because it was closer.
Yeah, no, you were just talking through what you would have done.
Yeah, because it happened a while ago. But fun size things... I looked up on the internet and you can get a giant value bag of fun-sized Chuckies.
You can get a giant value bag of fucking hats with pictures of dicks on them.
I don't think you can.
A giant value bag of anything you put in a giant value bag.
I don't think that would be called a giant value bag. But I was thinking, he was being like, no, I'm not talking about fun-sized things. But fun-sized things come exclusively in value bags.
Sure, okay.
So there was just some great confusion there.
But, that's fine. Yeah.
I'd love to hear from Broden.
Well, I have no issue with this. We're talking about a realm thing.
Oh, we're talking about different Broden that has an issue.
Yeah,
right. Okay, fair enough.
That sounds all reasonable to me.
Time out and sci-fi music. Don't you understand, boys? The issue here is We're now lost. Lost in the fun value bag.
Lost in the value. Oh, lost in the value bag.
We're lost in the value bag.
Sometimes we make podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so fucked.
This feels like a timeout. This feels like a timeout.
Nah, I like the music. Can we just keep the music?
Yeah, that music can be in this timeout.
James, let's keep that music going, and this is the music of the next few timeouts. We'll let you know if the music stops.
Yeah.
Timeout. Go, Brendan.
This podcast is not for everyone. There's a few people out there listening who think this is the best shit ever. And I want to know why. I want them to know. I can see you.
I also want the Auntie Donna fact check account to know. That's a fan account. We've mentioned it here before. They do fact checking. I am so sorry about this one.
Yeah.
Because this one is... you probably need to get your pen and paper.
I'd love to see someone make a mind map of all the of all the places we've gone. I'm sure someone has enough time to do that.
This is a really good reflective timeout.
I want you to know
The
next time out, this music will still be playing.
Yeah.
But also, Zach is an expert in the timeout realms.
Right. He's been studying. I can't wait to meet him.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
He will explain to us just how lost we are.
Great. Timeout.
Hello.
Zach. Hello, Zach. This is all-knowing Zach.
Time out, Zach. Can I call you time out, Zach?
You can call me whatever you want.
Can I call you...
Whatever your feeble minds need to get through this conversation.
All right, then I'm going to call you dumb cunt if you're going to say that.
Such simple words from a simple man.
Can I call you Captain Shithead?
You can call me whatever you want.
Yeah, can I call you Mr. Shits His Pants? Yeah.
You could call me anything you want. That doesn't affect me. They're just simple words.
Captain Piss and Shit on his
fucking
finger.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Little Dick.
No, everyone has a fucking line. Shut the fuck up. You fucking shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
All right?
What do you want to be called?
I'd like to be called All-Knowing Zach.
All-Knowing Zach. I have but one question.
Yeah.
What is it? What is my question?
You're all knowing.
Yeah.
Your question was going to be, what is my question?
Wow.
Well, then I have a follow-up question.
And he knows that too.
What is it?
Mark, much like the splintered value bag that I'm about to talk about.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't matter what I say. I could say to you what I No, you were going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever I say affects what you were going to say.
Oh.
Anything I answer will change the course of this timeout realm.
So we are in control of our destinies. Nothing is predetermined.
Let me put it this way.
I'm sorry I called you piss and shit on your finger.
Fucking you shut the fuck up.
I'm sorry.
I don't need sorry. I don't need sorry. I need you to demonstrate through your actions that you're not going to do it again.
All right,
okay, because when you say that, it puts it out there.
Yeah.
Okay, when you say that, you can't take it back. It becomes part of the narrative, okay?
Yes.
So you don't say it. Even to apologize, you just stop talking about it.
Okay, all knowing, Zach.
All right?
Yes.
Are we good?
Yes, we're good.
Are we good?
Yes.
Just fucking shut the fuck up.
All knowing, Zach.
No, stop
as a
it.
Short fuse.
He's coming in here. I don't need you.
I thought knowing everything would like make you a little more just like calm, like
I
centered.
I am good. And I took it.
It has a
I
trigger.
I took it both of you. You fucking came in here.
It's got emotional
and
regulation
said,
issues.
You called me shitsy's pants. You called me dumb cunt. You called me. And
I said I had a feeble mind.
You
said I had a feeble mind.
Okay. And then every man has a fucking line.
So you're just a man.
Yeah, but I'm all-knowing.
All right.
All-knowing, Zach. What do you have to prophesize?
Let me tell you, I am not born of this realm. I came from a realm much like yours.
With the kittens or...?
No,
because we're from this realm, aren't we?
No, you're traveling through the realms.
Are we?
Yeah. Oh.
I came from...
I want you to know if anyone calls you any of those names that I said, I'll say, no, that's not okay.
I said to just stop.
He just
okay?
wants you to drop it,
man. I don't want to talk about
it. Okay, all right, I'm just letting you know.
I know, but it's not fair. It's not fair on my family. I have a family.
If we are,
okay, and when you say that, that affects them. I have businesses. Do you understand? It's more than just this fucking podcast.
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay, I'm sorry.
I did just watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills last night. I did just watch a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills recap episode, and they love this line of like, you just stop talking. You're putting it out there. But I'm gonna stop if you stop, okay?
Yeah, I noticed your hands started to be very housewivesy. Like you were getting your fingers and
best part about Real Housewives of Beverly Hills is they clearly have a rule where they're not allowed to talk about the fact that they're on a reality show.
Yeah.
But 9 times out of 10 that's the issue.
Yeah.
They're like,
is that they're on a
Yeah, they're like, the issue I have is that you said that in front of the cameras. And then the every fight comes from the fact that the person's like, what's the problem? We were talking about it yesterday. And they're like,
so all knowing Zach.
Yes.
So Broden and I are trying
and
to get.
And I just want you to know, I studied and I know everything about the realms. And then I had some more time, and that's why I watch Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, I thought you were just. That's fine. I thought you were just all knowing. I didn't know you had to study to become. So anyone can become all knowing.
So this is what I was saying. I came from a realm not unlike yours, but in this realm, time stands still.
Oh, so
I have existed for millennia.
Are we trying to get back? I have a question. Mm-hmm. I have two questions.
Yeah.
Are Broden and I trying to get back to the kitty cat realm where the kittens have made a mech suit out of an old cat that they killed so they can traverse the hellscape that is the streets of Melbourne to get to a family that needs kittens?
We've been gone so long that is no longer my home.
Yeah. Really? What is your home?
I travel. I'm a traveler.
You are a traveler now.
I'll answer your question.
You have become a traveler.
Yeah. I'll answer your question with a question.
Why? Just
what
answer
makes
it.
You think? Just,
why don't you just answer it?
Because I'm doing, you know, major.
All knowing Zach. Right,
you know, just fucking let me do this.
All right.
I'll answer your question with a question.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think that the kitty cat realm is the original timeout realm?
It's where we started.
Yeah, it's where we started that podcast.
That's where you started. I once thought that my realm was the original. Little did I know that it was in a sea of near infinite realms.
Oh, my giddy Auntie Donna.
What is it?
I'm just responding to him.
Every time. I know that you're here with so many questions and your feeble minds are confused, but there is one question you want to know. Can I make my way home?
There was more, is that what we're doing?
What?
The question wasn't so much, can I?
Time out.
Yeah.
Wow, we're still here.
Yeah, you can't time out in this.
I have control of the timeout in this realm.
Wow.
Time out.
You think you can time out with simple words? Not here. I have found the form. It moves through me like water. Time out is not just words, it is energy.
And the chucky bar here? Is it a chucky bar? Is it a chucky bar?
That's more
bar
of a
here?
Metaphor, man. You've got to let go of the chucky bar.
When the water passes through you, how does it come out?
What? Oh, it's not like drinking water and peeing it. It's like I am like air. It moves through me.
Like farts.
And in me.
Farts and piss.
I am time out.
And farts.
And your farts and piss. Sounds
yeah, okay, everyone's got farts and piss. Like. So you were telling me, all knowing Zach, that you knew the question better than I did.
No. I wasn't saying.
No, that's fair. Yeah. You know more than me. Go for
See,
it.
He's got a trigger, doesn't he?
He does. He really does. He's got
an all knowing guy.
He's got a short fuse.
Did I say I had a long fuse? Am I a long fuse, Zach?
No, I would just imagine someone that is all knowing would have a slightly longer fuse.
I've been here for millennia on my own studying this fucking weird thing. You know, like, this is fucking weird.
Yeah, you are a character that exists only deep in a timeout realm from one weird podcast.
Yeah, like, this is
based
weird.
Based on Cat Week.
And so for you, you've been doing this for, like, what, like 20 minutes? You did 40 minutes last week. For me, I've done millennia of
only
this.
Only 20 minutes, is that right?
Can you imagine being, maybe 30? Can you imagine being
He's
millenniums? Can you imagine being millennia deep on this fucking concept?
Yeah, you're an interesting character.
I've lost my fucking mind. I'm a little tense.
All knowing Zach.
Can't get a massage here. Tried to get in with the physio first day I got here because I hurt my neck. I've had a sore neck for 3 millennia.
All knowing Zach.
Yes.
Sorry about your neck. That sucks.
You wouldn't be able to.
Give him a little massage.
Give him a little massage.
He's got a knot in his neck, Mark.
Yeah, I know. I'm not trained. I just don't want it to be shit. I don't know how much it'll help.
If he's got a knot, a little worse
than elbow, man. Knowing, can't you give yourself one?
No, I'm all Mark. Knowing. I'm not fucking Mark. Massage guy.
Massage all knowing Zach just give right
little,
now.
Just a little.
Get up.
I don't want to get up.
Oh, that's good.
All knowing good. Zach.
Yeah, man.
You control the timeout.
Have you got a Theragun?
Oh, no. Could you bring me one?
Not today.
No, I can't. I'm not. Well.
That's good. I'm good, man. Thank right. you. That's all it needed.
All knowing Zach, who controls that. The timeouts.
Yeah, man.
Broden and I need to get back to our realm with the kittens.
But he's already said that's not where we're from. That's the only place we remember.
Yeah, but it is where we're from. It's just not the original realm.
That's where you think you're from.
Yeah.
But every night you go to sleep.
Well, this
every
is different.
Night you go to sleep.
Yeah.
You dream. Let me tell you a story.
I'm trying to wrap this up, man.
There was once a man. There was once a man in a realm not unlike yours.
Yeah.
Just let me tell the story, then answer your question, then I'm good.
And then we have to end with the song. Well, I
don't have
to do
a
for
question anymore. Oh, well, no, I do.
All right.
More a request.
My...
Yeah, it's not a question.
First things first, have you heard the story? I was going to tell it all fun, but have you heard the story about the guy goes to sleep, dreams that he's a butterfly, wakes up, asks himself, did I just dream I was a butterfly or did I? So basically what I'm trying to say is every mark is in you.
That's hot.
Every mark is
in
you.
Your asshole.
Yeah, that's really
you
hot.
You are not from any realm. You are all realms.
Right. Okay.
Right. Now, second to that, you said...
Yeah.
Or you wanted to know broadly, how can I get back, or can I get back, or will I get back, how do I get back? Question is, can I get back? Right? That's what I was trying to say at the start, and then you wanted to be a fucking... Sport.
No, well, I was asking, calm is that down. What we're doing?
Calm down.
Is that what we're doing?
Yeah. That's what I wanted to know. Yeah.
So
it is different.
Same.
An apology would be lovely.
I'm not going to apologize.
Oh, knowing Zach, I think you need to apologize.
I'm not going to fucking apologize.
Whatever.
I'm all knowing.
I can't expect an all knowing fucking cunt to apologize.
But, it's just like, can we just not move on? Why do I have to apologize?
Ten times two.
I'm sorry if I hurt your feelings.
Ten times two.
What?
10 times 2.
I'm not going to humor you 20. With an answer. Mark?
Maybe you're all knowing.
Mark?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say, I'm sorry if. My being all-knowing
made
you somehow upset about it or something.
That's not an apology.
He's got a real housewives vibe.
I apologize.
Saying sorry isn't apologizing. It's kind of like...
Just don't bring my...
Sexually
don't
meaning.
Bring my husband
I didn't bring
into
your
this.
Husband into this. I didn't mention your husband.
He didn't agree to this. Don't bring my husband
are
into this.
Are we trying to get back to the timeout that we thought was the one that we are from? And if you control the timeouts... Put us there now.
Okay, so.
As a cliffhanger.
Here's how it is, all right? Here's how it is. I control the timeouts in this realm. You want to get out, you can get out into a timeout from this realm. I don't have a portal. That's one of the portal realms. I don't have a portal.
Is that attached to this realm?
No, there's no portal. All I control is whether or not you can get in and out of the timeout realm. I'm sorry, I know this is going on. I wanted to do this quickly, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to tell you is every time you time out, every single time that you time out, you create 10 to the power of 257 timeout realms.
Wow.
Why?
What?
Why?
What do you mean?
Why does that happen?
I don't know. It's just the maths.
All right.
I don't know. I don't know why. I just know that that's the facts.
Okay.
Okay. On average.
Why didn't you, but that there's a number, isn't that an actual number? 10 to the power.
Do you really want me to explain the maths?
Yeah,
I don't think you'll get it. It took me a long time to understand it.
It's all knowing, Zach. A bit of respect for all knowing, Zach.
You understand? Like, can you just trust me on this?
Yeah.
Because it's very complicated. It's
we're like, floating in the air, kind of.
That's
thing.
Yeah. I feel. Are we just floating in nothingness?
Reflective. So there's a sky, and then the floor is like a reflection of the sky.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, so
quite stunning visually.
Like water, like it's like we're in a very thin layer.
Yeah, like Thanos thing.
Yes, Thanos, and I think they did it. Yeah, they've done it.
It's in Love and Thunder.
Yeah, Love and Thunder does it.
Can I do the cat song now?
No,
and then
no. Just let me say this. All right, you are lost.
Yeah,
and you will never get back.
Great,
but
okay,
but I knew you were coming.
Yeah.
For years, I knew you were coming.
Yeah.
You baked us cookies?
And I knew how desperately you would want to get back to the cat realm. And while I cannot get you back there,
yeah,
that is beyond even my powers.
Yeah.
I have prepared a backing track.
Great. Thank you.
For you to perform the cat song.
Great.
There's a cat song?
Yeah.
Broden's been banging on about a cat song. And then, the real twist. This isn't a trilogy. This is a pilot for an ongoing series. Because what we've established now here in this realm is that you are lost in the value bag. And then we can go off, have weekly adventures. My proposal is that the podcast, the Auntie Donna podcast, from now on just becomes like lost in the value bag. I come with you.
Yeah.
And we go each week is like a different timeout adventure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As we try to find our way back. It's like Lost in Space. It's like Sliders. And I'll come with you. And we can ditch the old Zach, the other Zach, all-knowing Zach, Broden, Mark. The podcast is now about timeout adventures.
Well,
what
let's
do you think
put
about
that out to the people.
Yeah? I would really like to come.
Okay, he's trapped in his thing.
Oh, yeah, he's trapped here.
We'll leave that. You let us know, and we'll see you next week.
It's a pilot, like pilot week. Yeah.
Hit it.
Meow, 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 meow. He really needed meow, this, meow, man, trust
meow,
me.
Meow, 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 meow.
When are you going to know? When are you going to know if this is going to go to series?
Well, we got to talk to the people above us. It's a great pitch, but we got to talk to the money people.
So I was told, you know, if the two-parter was successful, it would almost definitely go to a weekly series. Like V. Remember V? Just really like to come with you guys. I can be funny.
No, I think you're very funny. I think you're a great character. It needs a narrator.
No, you just do it. You just rename the podcast.
Yeah.
You can do it as a spin-off. You can keep doing the Auntie Donna podcast. And then you can go on adventures with me. I'm just so bored here.
I know, I like it. I'm into it. I like it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
What's this?
Stop the music.
What's this?
Stop the music.
In my pocket.
I'm so sorry to. Oh,
sorry, no. I was.
You go.
No, you go.
The Queen is dead. Do you want to do your thing?
I was gonna.
What's your ending?
My
I
ending
did my
was,
cat song. Yeah. He did the Queen is Dead. Yeah. And your sure. one is
an invitation.
Oh, okay.
To mortal combat.
Okay, so we've all. Okay.
They're all good. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Join us next week. For
I need the piss.
We gotta go.
I need the piss real bad.
Yeah, I'm having a wrap it up. If you guys are.
I have to leave. I have to go. My bladder is full and it just hit me really hard.
Yeah, you need to piss? Yeah. No worries. Well, let's wrap this up there. Come on. I'm done if you guys are done.
We are.
I've never had to wrap up a podcast before. I'm all knowing.
No, we say see you next week.
See you next week. Yes, good, done.
You've been listening to the Auntie Donna podcast. Thanks for joining us for another RIP episode brought to you by AuntieDonnaClub.com. See you next week. Listener.